This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
So my name is Michelle, like the Beatles song. Almendinger.
Almendinger?
Yes, sir.
Misha Almendinger. Did you marry into that?
No, and I have never been married, and okay. I'm in my 50s.
Good for you. That's the smartest move anybody could have ever made.
Except that you're stuck with Almendinger.
Almendinger.
Mm-hmm. Almendinger.
Okay.
What is the origin of that? Do you know?
I would think that my ancestors slinged almonds or worked on some almond farm. I do not know because I've never met my father. So, Anyway, my first name is Michelle, and my brother used to sing, Michelle, my belle, you sure look like hell, all the time.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. So, needless to say, I've never been married, because my mama was like 6 times. And my birthday is 420. So, in school, I got messed with because I was born on Hitler's birthday. But now it's pretty damn cool.
Yes, it is. Somehow that turned out okay.
It did, actually.
You should be very glad they picked that day.
But they could have picked a better Beatles song, though. Like, that's the worst Beatles song I think ever.
Well, like Strawberry Fields?
No, there's some pretty bad.
Lucy, Eleanor Rigby. You know, any.
Lucy.
It's kind of boring. Jude. Lucy in the sky.
That's a good one.
You seriously never got married because your mom got married 6 different times?
Yes, sir.
So how did you get stuck with the Almendinger last name? But with all those possible options, it just seems like everything had to be an upgrade, right?
I do not know. I was a child, so
Why didn't you take your mom's last name, since you never knew your dad?
I guess I don't know. He had so many of them.
Well, that is a good point. Yeah. I mean, whatever her maiden name was.
Right.
Well, how many siblings do you have? Brothers and sisters from different fathers.
I have a brother and a sister, but they have the same father.
Okay. All right.
Now, is their last name also Almendinger? Almendinger.
No, it is not.
Oh, man.
Does your mom just like a variety of men?
She didn't pick the quality of men, probably.
Oh, it's quality. I see. So she's always trying to kind of do a little better each time.
Upgrade.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Turn it in for the new model.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Almendinger.
That is
a humdinger. I've never even heard of that one.
It's like if you said, hey, man, I made these cookies. What are they? Oh, they're called almondingers. I'd be like, I got to try one.
You're right.
It sounds delicious.
I don't really like almonds, though.
Almondinger. But you would try an almondinger.
I would try an almondinger.
It sounds like a great cookie.
It really does.
I just pick one big almond.
Chips Ahoy, you know?
Well, the first thing I pull up is a guy named Anthony James A.J. Almendinger.
All right.
He is an American professional stock car racing driver. He competes full-time in NASCAR.
I want my name on
Almendinger.
Something.
What's that?
If my name was Almendinger, I would want my name on something. I'd want it, you know, a statue in the middle of town, just so everybody can read my
now,
name Almendinger.
If my last name's Almendinger, this is the first time that I want my name to be associated with a disease.
Oh,
it looks like Lou Gehrig's disease and all this kind of
thing.
But I want it to be real serious because then the doctor has to look at you and say, listen, man, We ran a lot of tests, and I have awful news. You have a case of Almendingers.
It says here, here's Almendinger in Long Beach.
See their eyes go.
Right.
And I go, what?
It's the, what is the worst possible affliction you can have? It should be called Almendinger. Because it adds a little levity.
It's gonna be like testicular cancer.
Right. Hey, bad news. You got Almendingers. I actually got Almendingers, plural.
All right. Hey, NASCAR.
Oh, no.
What were you made fun of or bullied for as a kid? 206-421-ROCK.
Dear God, he died of Almendingers. I mean, it's just... I really hope that name is associated with something just horrible. Horrible. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my last name is Wibinga. Now, if you're to spell that out, it looks like a bunch of A's, I's, and all sorts of vowels or nouns or whatever you want to call it.
So, vowels or nouns.
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, they call them vowels. Yeah, call consonants.
Yeah, we'll just stick with that.
All that crap. So when people try to say my last name, it never comes out as Wibinga. It comes out as we bang ya, or we bang her, or we bongo, or just all sorts of odd variants of
What's the worst? Like if you get a table, they call your name out, or the doctor's office? Like what's the worst case scenario where people have to say your name out loud or try to?
Well, usually there's kind of a long pause before they read the name out because they're trying to process how to say it. And then it kind of goes as a wabanga.
Okay.
That's about as worst case as it gets, but
it's Wibinga, right?
Yeah, it's Wibinga. It's Dutch, so it should probably be said Wibinga, but
Either way, I want your last name also to be a horrible medical affliction.
Wibinga.
Because I don't know what's worse. Hey, man, you got Wibinga of the prostate. Right.
Can they remove it?
No, not a Wibinga. Yeah, and the prostate, man.
We checked your colon, you got Wibinga.
Right. I mean...
Good God. What were you made fun of or bullied for as a kid? 206-421-ROCK.
We got to clear out those Wibingas.
I have never seen, all my medical training, I've never seen that many Wibingas in one rectum.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Gentlemen, Aaron Jones in studio. Happy birthday to you, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. To you.
Yeah.
Tuesday, right?
I believe so. It was yesterday.
Nice.
Days ago.
Yeah, man. How'd I get to spend it with the kids?
Yeah, I did. I got to spend it at home. I got to be with the kids. I got to be with the wife. I got to be with everybody, man. It was great.
How excited are the kids to see you when your ass has been away that long?
Super. My daughter like just freaks out and melts and cries, and she just says how much she misses me.
Did she just run up to you as soon as she sees you?
Yeah.
See, that's a good feeling, man, because I come home from work every day and they're like, hey.
You ever do the surprise attack visit on the kids? You know what I mean? We're like, don't tell them I'm coming. I just want to show up and see what happens. Or do they always know?
They always know. Yeah, they usually always know. It's pretty like heard in advance that dad's coming home, so it's kind of hard to sneak up on them, you know, unless something like in the road happened where dad sent me home early, you know.
I'm sure they all have so many different things they need to show you.
They always want to show me Fortnite is a big one.
Yeah,
you know, okay. Art, Fortnite. Yeah. My daughter just wants to spend time with me, and she wants to show me the newest video about makeup.
About applying makeup
and just watching people wear makeup.
I've been through that. I've the tutorial on YouTube.
That's the thing. The two little ones are just happy to see me. They just like to crawl over me. You know, like three and like 11 months. So
yeah,
that's a good feeling.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
How long have you been on the? You know, you have an 11-month-old kid. Yeah. And it seems like you've been gone for 13 months.
I have been. I've been gone for. I literally came back for 5 days when he was born last May.
Oh man!
Okay. Yeah, and so I was home for a little bit then a little bit right after Christmas, kind of on and off. Then from January on, though, I was pretty much gone on and off. I've been gone for about a year now straight. This is the year long week that or a year ago this week is when I went out on tour. So I've been on tour for a year.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's been a hot minute, man. So one thing we know to be true, you know, the bigger you get. Not so much the less control, but the less you are kind of aware of even what's going on.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they just inundate you. So they got to be here, do this.
Yep.
When you hear something like, hey, man, you're going to open for the Stones. I mean, you have to like say it. That's insane. I just remember seeing that, and I'm like, the goddamn Rolling Stones.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. So a lot of people don't know this either, but like the first time that we opened for them, that was the second time I opened for them in Paris, right? Mm-hmm. The first time we opened for them was in Detroit, and that was kind of that was mind-boggling for us, you know, as a crew and like my band and all that. But like the second time, he actually requested me by name, you know.
Really?
Yeah, Mick and the guys requested me by name to open for them in Paris. So that I think that time was probably a little more unbelievable, and there was way more people. I mean, Ford Field in Detroit, we're just coming back off, you know, we're still in the pandemic.
Still a big venue.
Yeah, still big, still huge, but people were just reluctant to go out at that point, you know. But like in Paris, after things had kind of settled a little bit and we kind of got into a groove with the virus and all that, you know, we had 50,000 to 70,000 people out there, just a sea of people. And they showed up to see us. It wasn't just like, you know, they were like trickling in the opener. I mean, that happened a little bit too.
But, yeah, sure.
You know, by the time we were done, it was like 70,000 people out there and we could see a sea of people all the way back. You know, it was crazy.
Do you have a system as far as just, this is my hotel room number. This is what time I, where am I? Like, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you just have to use a bathroom.
Yeah.
Where in the hell am I?
I have a tour manager for all that.
You know? Yeah, you just ask, like, where am I?
Yeah, I don't, it's hard. Sometimes you'll forget where you came from. It's not so much I forget where I'm at the moment. You know, I've never, like, looked down and be like, whoa. Thank you, Cleveland, and in Detroit or something, you know. But you kind of forget where you just were. Like, it's hard for me to sometimes remember where what city I was in when a certain event happened. You know?
Sure. So you got a handful of days, and then Wednesday you kick off Pain in the Grass with a pre-party.
Yeah.
At the Moor with the Pretty Reckless.
That's right.
And then from there, Pain in the Grass.
Yep.
And then you are gone again.
Gone again.
You are absolutely out. I mean, you are gone.
West Coast tour again. I think I might come back for a week or two, but I don't even think so, really. I think West Coast tour, and then September. Got some on and off dates with a bunch of people, man. It's really hard for me to say, but I end up going to Japan at the end of towards October or so. And
all right.
I go back to Europe in November.
They put you on a bus, they fly you, they train you. It just depends on what country you're in and what's the easiest mode of transportation.
Right now, for me, just having a small crew is best, you know. And so we keep that kind of tight. And we're in a Sprinter van, 12-person Sprinter, and we have 6 people, so it's like a lot of room for us.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we just like, you know, I'm on a plane, I'm on a train, I'm on an automobile, I'm on everything. I'm taking bikes, I've taken
Do you get frequent flyer miles, man?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a point city, aren't you?
Yeah, well, for one of the airlines, I am. For the others, like, we don't always plug them in. But yeah, I got a lot of points this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Is this bigger than playing Red Festival? a few years back, you played Red Festival.
Of course
for us,
not. I love this team.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, is this kind of pale in comparison? Do you wish for the good old days?
Oh, man. Sometimes I think about those, man, because it was a different time. You know, one thing I noticed from my indie career to my major career is that, like, in the indie point, you had control over everything.
It was sure.
Obviously, it's, like, easier to manage and all that, but, like, you had more, you know, your hands were in everything. Now it's like, I have to have people that are managing things for me so that I know, like, what's happening.
What the hell is going on.
Right.
What about just with all this, and you know, when you are on the stage, and the same stage as the Stones, and you're traveling, and you're doing all these shows, and I know you played with everybody from B.B. King to, I mean, you name it, who's who. Have you met any famous people along the way where you're like, oh my God, this is a little weird?
You know, I had a moment like that last year. It was last year, where I played this event called Love Rocks New York. And it was everybody, man. It was like Robert Randolph from the Family Band was there. Gary Clark Jr. was there. You know, Bill Murray shows up, though.
Okay, there you go.
Like, halfway through, right?
No, and like, what's he like?
Oh, he's just a chill dude. I don't know, man. He's just Bill Murray. I don't know if
all
he turns
the time.
He doesn't turn it off. Like, he's always right. Bill Murray, you know? And so, like, halfway through the party, you know, he's a little sauced. And I'm like, what's up, Bill? Hey, how's it going? Hey, he's going real good. What's this over here? Hey, how are you, ma'am? Anyway.
The story is of, like, Bill Murray walking up to a table at a restaurant, a family, and just taking one of their fries and going, like,
yeah,
what are you going to say? It's Bill Murray.
Because he said, no one's going to believe you.
He doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have an agent or manager. He has an answering machine.
And he just returns calls on roles and everything else.
Yep.
That's
all he does, man. So he just you don't know when he's coming, when he's not coming to something. But he'll, like, when he pops up, he'll let you know.
That's crazy.
Have you had any experiences yet? Because, like you said, there's so many people handling so many different things for you. Where you kind of look down the itinerary or they spring something on you, and you just think, "Oh my God, that's the last thing I want to do." So, like in radio, the last thing we want to do is, like, go to the grand opening of a grocery store.
Right.
On a Saturday. You're just like, oh, my God, man. So have you had any of those moments where you're like, please, dude, I really, really don't want to do this.
I think I just have them all the time. And because my schedule, things happen and pop up all the time for me that I don't want to do. But, like, I got here doing a lot of stuff I didn't want to do, too, you know. So it's, not hard. But I have them all the time, man. I was like, for instance, this year I was stuck in, like, where was I, man? I wanted to stay in Philadelphia, but, like, it was going to be pricier than staying where we were.
Of course.
We were in, like, Grants Pass, Pennsylvania.
Oh, lovely.
On the 4th of July, and, like, after the event, you know, so the day after, you know, so it's like we played a show. I opened for Bush out in Pennsylvania.
Their new single's great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Man. They're so awesome. Gavin's a really cool dude, man. But we're out in Pennsylvania, and I just lost it because I was like, I'm here out in Pennsylvania. In the middle of nowhere, there's no one here, nothing happening.
Right.
I'm like waiting for money to come in. Like, I'm just like, I'm losing my mind. I just don't want to be here. I don't be waiting here. Right.
Most people in Pennsylvania.
I would say, if you go to Pennsylvania, that's just how it is.
Right. Usually, right. Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Philly was cool. Philly wasn't too far away, but, like, it was just, I was like, the smarter thing to do would be to stay in this, like, cheap hotel in the middle of nowhere.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Ryan Castle from his basement studio dungeon bar. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Lovely day out there today. It's the end of summer. It's winding down a little bit. Football season's near. But
yes.
We're getting a couple good days as we do at the end of August typically.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm going to milk every last drop I can out of this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking to your wife or us right now.
That's right.
And summertime, too.
Took the salmon home that you brought back from Alaska last night. I plan on making that tonight. Steve made some last night as well.
Yeah, I cured some salmon last night. It is quite delicious this morning.
You know, it's different when it comes right out of the water, man.
You are not kidding, dude. I mean, seriously, like, just the difference that it makes, how fresh it was, how good it was. I didn't think it'd be as good as it was, man. It was.
When you were up in Alaska, did you guys go out to dinner, or did you actually eat the fish that you were catching up there?
No, we went out to dinner every night. Yeah. So what happens is, for anyone who doesn't know, you know, we went on a chartered fishing trip, and you know, they take care of everything, right? So we basically caught the fish and put them in the hold, and we fished for 3 days, and then when we got on the airplane on day four, like, they were freezer packed in boxes for us. So they just like kept it and took care of everything. And then when we got done, it was all there and packed up and ready.
Do they do the traditional thing when
after I clubbed the fish in the head, I never saw it again until it was in my freezer.
Did you, did they go to the grocery store and get sandwiches, which just seems like a tradition among the
fish? We did have sandwiches. Yeah, okay, we did have sandwiches on the boat. And the first day the second and third day, I actually ate the sandwiches and kept them down. The first day I chummed the waters with them.
Oh, you did? How were the...
That means he vomited overboard.
What were the swells? 4 to 5 feet, somewhere in there?
It was pretty... I didn't have my swell measuring device with me, but there were some pretty big rollers that first day, and I did not medicate properly.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been fishing a whole bunch, but, you know, usually it's on, like, the Columbia, and, there's been some choppy water, but you get out there and just kind of the up-and-down rollers, and it's a different animal, and I learned a very valuable lesson and made sure to rectify that before day two happened. And then it was great, and then I had fun on day two, but then I drank a whole bunch because I was having a good time, and then day three sucked because I was super hungover.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Rinse, repeat. What,
weird, right?
It was great. Where did you stay when you were up there? What town were you in?
We were in Sitka, we motored like 2 hours north the first couple of days to fish and 2 hours south the last day to fish. And, you know, you just kind of weave in between all these little teeny tiny islands up there. And I mean, it looks like exactly what you would imagine it looks like.
It was
pretty amazing. It was so good, in fact, that my father-in-law, who I went with, has already booked our trip for next year.
Oh, no way.
Because he did not successfully get you overboard this time.
Because I am still alive. You got it, brother.
I got to ask, what are the dining options in downtown Sitka, not knowing much about it? I mean, did you have a...
You know, we went to a Chinese place that was pretty good.
Oh, man. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. And then we went to, there was the Sitka Hotel, which was a steak place and had... Not the best, but certainly the most expensive steak I've ever had in my life.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was good, but everything was like market price, right? Like they didn't tell you the price, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be really expensive." I mean, it's okay, but this is gonna be really expensive.
Sure.
But we had like $50 vouchers from the charter for dinner, so $100 was already covered, and our bill was still like $250.
Ow! Okay.
That's dinner. That's dinner for two.
In Sitka, Alaska.
In Sitka, Alaska. Yeah.
It must make a lot of money.
Where did we go? We went to pizza and wings joint one night. You know, I mean, it was pretty typical stuff.
But there were chicks
every night we hung out in a bar called the Pioneer Bar until I was drunk enough to fall asleep at 6 p.m.
Sounds like a good trip altogether. All right. Let's see here.
That was a lot of fun.
Today on Sit and Spin, it seems like... a lot of new generations are getting hip to some of the music that we know.
Sure,
Especially with Stranger Things, like with Metallica, the tune
with Master of Puppets,
Kate Bush.
Yeah, that Netflix Kate Bush song is huge still from Stranger Things. You know what's crazy about that was it sounds like it could be a contemporary song, even though it came out in the 1980s. So you know what we're going to look at today on Sit and Spin is you know these were already big songs in a lot of respects, but these are songs that have newfound popularity because they appeared in a television show or movie.
Okay.
Number 10. Wow.
Scrotum. Scrotum. It's Cheech and Chong, Nice Dreams, when he's singing My Scrotum.
This song is always on our list of songs with really questionable kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Pedophile-ish lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not in the
Something about liking the younger kind or something like that. But anyway, so My Sharona came out in 1979, big hit, and then had newfound success and newfound popularity in 1994 when it was, of course, in the movie Reality Bites.
Oh.
I was
tracking my brain.
Which is my Winona.
Okay. Yeah. 10 songs that gained new popularity from TV and movies on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Can anyone guess the movie that the song Iron Man was in?
Iron Man.
I would hope it's Iron Man.
It was Iron Man. You know, it feels so right on the nose, and you're right.
But
right
remember, Godzilla did not use Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, I know.
Bring that up to the guys at Blue Oyster Cult, apparently, they melt down about
I brought
that.
Them.
Godzilla was pissed off about that, too.
And it was a flop of a movie at the time.
Right.
But it had not come out yet. But I'm bringing out Blue Oyster Cult. So the lead singer, like, they're from like New York or whatever. So they've got that New York edge about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, man, I've seen the commercials for Godzilla. Is your song in the movie? And they're like, no, and I don't want to talk about it, all right?
Like, damn.
Hey. I was like, oh, God. Sorry, buddy. I guess.
Hey, thanks for bringing that up,
I guess
jerk.
Negotiations broke down. He was so pissed. And I was like, here's Blue Oyster Cult.
Right. He's in a bad mood.
Thank you. Good night.
God damn it. These are 10 songs that gained new popularity from TV and movies.
Eight,
true story.
Eight.
Oh, no way. Move more Blue Oyster Cult.
From Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. No, this is more cowbell, right?
Yeah, this was more cowbell. This came from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
And I believe that this is a woodblock and not a cowbell. But let's not suck all the fun out.
Sure.
You're telling me that SNL skit re-elevated the song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
More cowbell.
What this song
I mean, I think it helped out Christopher Walken quite a bit, too.
Yeah, it's very true.
Who wrote that? Who thought that would be like, he's this producer, just comes in. You know what this song needs? Cowbell.
I bet it's Will Ferrell.
I got a feed. These are 10 songs that gained new popularity from TV and movies.
Seven, number seven.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the
I'm against Pulp Fiction.
Reservoir Dogs.
Or yeah, Reservoir Dogs. Damn it.
Yeah, you got it. Steeler's Wheel stuck in the middle with you. Great.
Here's a fun fact about the Steeler's Wheel. The lead singer who doesn't sound...
Who'd you piss off in that band, Miles?
Nobody. That's Jerry Rafferty. Baker Street, right
down
the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same
yeah.
dude. He doesn't sound anything like himself when he's solo compared to when he's in Steeler's Wheel.
I would not have put that together.
Yeah, he's the guy.
These are right down the line is the Jerry Rafferty song, by the way.
Yes. And Baker Street, of course. 10 songs that gained new popularity from TVs and movies on Sit and Spin.
Six, number six.
Yeah, this, of course, The Who Won't Get Fooled Again, newfound success and popularity after being used on The Men's Room in Seattle.
Yes, yes.
No, this was from CSI Miami.
Ah. 10 songs gained new popularity from TV and movies on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five.
Something in the way.
All right, Robert, stop. The new Batman flick.
Yes. Is that what it is?
The Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Something in the Way from Nirvana used in Emo Batman.
It was a decent movie. And where do they use this song? And the movie's fine because it's moody and all that. But at some point, I'm like, why is it raining inside? I understand Gotham City, apparently. Rain is always
in Seattle.
He's indoors, and it was raining. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, the music of Seattle makes sense if you're doing gloomy, rainy all the
right.
time.
Right. You know? They nailed it.
Mm-hmm. 10 songs gained new popularity from TV and movies.
Number four.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete.
You know what he's thinking about.
Touch my meat.
It's actually an apology.
Is this the one where John Cusack puts the boombox above his head?
Say Anything? Was that the movie?
You guys want to hear something crazy? I always thought this song was In Your Thighs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, this is from the movie Say Anything.
Do you know what song he was actually... This is true. So when John Cusack does that scene, it's iconic. The song that he was actually listening to in the boombox, they added out. He's listening to Fishbone. Because he's a Fishbone fan. And they said in this scene, they said, look, man, because he's a Fishbone fan, the song, he was kind of moving up and down, as you do with music you like. And they said,
Hey, Ma and Paul.
Right. You have to stop dancing. Right? You're supposed to be somber and creepy. Just stand goddamn still.
I think it'd have been better with Fishbone. 10 songs that gained new popularity from TV and movies.
Three, number three.
Just take those old records off.
Risky Business.
Mm-hmm. Got that one.
Bet. It did a lot for Hanes underwear as well.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone seen the new Tom Cruise movie, the new Top Gun?
My wife saw it with a friend. Look, she's a Top Gun apologist. So she's like, look, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I don't know if it was a good movie. There was just no way she was not going to like it.
Okay. All right.
I'll go as far as to say it was a good movie. And also, it was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
It was exactly what I expected it to be. And you know what? My wife didn't want to go, so I went by myself. I was like, fine.
How does that work out?
I don't have to share my popcorn with nobody.
Isn't the wife supposed to take you to the Tom Cruise movie? And not vice versa?
If it's Top Gun, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, Mission Impossible, it's me dragging her.
So Top Gun. You did a little role reversal, kind of.
Well, look, brother, you've seen my wife's taste in men. It ain't Tom Cruise.
Why can I not think of it?
I'll give you a hint.
World.
It's not the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely Wayne's World. You know, for a lot of people, you know, a generation of people discovered this song on Wayne's World. Like, they had no idea.
Well, that whole soundtrack was great, but this was the one song that totally
because of the scene, man.
Exactly. 10 That's songs it. That gained new popularity from TV and movies, man. It's number one.
Number one.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind
from the Pixies? Anyone know what movie this was from?
When Mike knows, but Mike looks annoyed. Yeah. Why do you look? I don't know.
It was from Fight Club.
It was definitely
from Fight Club.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it, man. There you go. Sit and spin in 10 songs. It's getting new popularity from TV and movies.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Big Dummy is the game. 206-421 Ryan.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Justin, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy, sir. Our men's room poll. One is named after you. Will it be hemorrhoid cream, adult diapers, enema kits, or a lice comb?
You know, I put way more thought into this than I should have.
Oh, hang on. Right out loud.
Today, men's room colors, here are the seven words you can't say.
Of all
on the
places
radio.
For that to be, I would hope it'd be on toilet paper.
Yes.
Sucker. Mother. And please keep those.
If he means that literally, she bought it used.
That's right.
I'm so sorry.
We got it, man. We understand. So she bought some cheap toilet paper.
And it was enchilada the night before. Wiped a little too hard. Ended up getting a hemorrhoid the size of a golf ball. So I'm going to go hemorrhoid cream.
All right.
What did you. You had what enchiladas you said?
It was just homemade. We didn't buy the canned sauce again, I could tell you that much.
Damn. Well, make her own now.
You got to cook your chicken more, man.
That is a growing endorsement there. All right, here's your question. What do you call someone from Denmark?
Oh, man. So Finnish would be Finland.
Correct.
I'm just going to sound stupid and say Denmarkian.
Dane or Danish?
Dane or Danish, correct.
A donut with no holes, a Danish.
I'm going over to a place called Whole Foods, but we're going to spell with an H.
All the food.
I only sell
holes.
Bagels, Swiss cheese, and donuts. If your food's got a hole, we sell it at this Whole Foods.
Sliced pepperoni? That has looks like a hole. You know,
but
a hole.
It looks like a hole, but it's not a hole in it. It has to have a hole in it somewhere.
Like a pretzel technically has a hole in it.
I would accept pretzels. Yeah.
All right. Got a hole.
All right, your question. Typo is short for what two-word term?
Ooh.
Typo.
Yeah.
Well, we all know it's a mistake. Typewriter?
Typographical error?
Correct.
Damn it.
I wasn't going graphical, but I was going to say type error, but... Typographical.
Our very own Miles Montgomery alerted me to this one, but I'm going to give you a multiple choice question here. Aardvark, armadillo, beaver, or sloth, which is the only mammal that cannot fart?
Ooh.
Who would know the answer to that? Can you repeat the animals one more time? Yeah,
that is why I made it multiple choice. Aardvark, armadillo, beaver, or sloth?
I'm going to go with sloth.
You got it.
You nailed
it,
brother.
No kidding? Yeah. Sloths can't fart?
No.
No. I mean, their digestive system barely moves.
Right. So they don't fart. I definitely have experienced a beaver fart.
That's why they look so peaceful. Tiny bubbles.
Big Dummy!
from your hunting days.
Yeah. Huge. My hunting days, that is correct.
Huge.
I was surprised when it happened. Huh. Yeah, about that. Someone's asking me at my Whole Foods, will we have olives?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, if there's no pimento in it, sure. I would sell olives.
Black sliced?
Yeah.
Can I hold?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Joe, sober, not sober.
I'm sober on my way home from work today.
All right, Joe. Welcome to Big Demi. Our men's room poll, one is named after you, Joe. Is it hemorrhoid cream, adult diaper, intimate kit, or a lice coat?
I think adult diapers. You know, put on your Joes, you're ready for the day.
Okay, we're going to go with that then.
Oh, no.
All right. Multiple choice question for you. Oil, cars, electronics, or weapons? What is the U.S.'s biggest export?
Weapons.
Biggest export is oil.
Oil. That is correct.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Keep some of it and lower the gas price.
You would think so.
You'd hope.
Not yet.
All right, your question. How many sides does a rhombus have?
A what?
Rhombus.
Four.
There you go. Nice work. Going to do one more?
One more.
One more contestant on Big Day.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's familiar with my
somebody's
situation
familiar.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's
Hola.
Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tommy, sober, not sober?
Definitely sober today.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Why can I not think of
the Wayne's give you a hint.
World.
It's not the movie Wayne's Bohemian World. Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely Wayne's World. You know, for a lot of people, you know, this, they didn't even, a generation of people discovered this song on Wayne's World. Like, they had
absolutely.
No idea.
Well, that whole soundtrack was great, but this was the one song that totally
because of the scene, man.
Exactly. 10
That's
songs
it.
That gained new popularity from TV and movies, right? It's number one.
Number one.
Where is my mind?
Where Is My Mind from the Pixies. Anyone know what movie this was from?
Mike knows, but Mike looks annoyed. Why do you look? I don't know.
It was from Fight Club.
Oh,
it was definitely from Fight Club.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it, man. There you go. Sitting, spinning 10 songs. It's gaining new popularity from TV and movies.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Big Dummy is the game. 206-421 Ryan.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Justin, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy, sir. Our Men's Room poll. One is named after you. Will it be hemorrhoid cream, adult diapers, enema kit, or a lice comb?
You know, I put way more thought into this than I should have.
Oh, hang on.
Right out loud.
Today, Men's Room colors, here are the seven words you can't say
of all
on the
places
radio.
For that to be, I would hope it'd be on toilet paper.
Yes.
Sucker, mother and please keep those
if
words
if he means that literally, she bought it used.
That's right.
I'm so sorry.
We got it, man. We understand. So she bought some cheap toilet paper.
And it was enchilada the night before, wiped a little too hard, ended up getting a hemorrhoid the size of a golf ball. So I'm going to go hemorrhoid cream.
All right.
What did you, had what enchiladas you said?
It was just homemade. As we didn't buy the canned sauce again, I could tell you that much.
Damn. Well, make her own now.
You got to cook your chicken more, man.
That is a growing endorsement there. All right, here's your question. What do you call someone from Denmark?
Oh, man. So Finnish would be Finland.
Correct.
I'm just going to sound stupid and say Denmarkian.
Dane or Danish?
Dane or Danish, correct.
A donut with no holes, a Danish.
I'm going to open a place called Whole Foods, but we're going to spell with an H.
All the food.
I only sell
holes.
Bagels, Swiss cheese, and donuts. If your food's got a hole, we sell it at this Whole Foods.
Sliced pepperoni? Kind of looks like a hole. You know,
but it looks like a hole, but it's not a hole.
It has to have a hole in it?
It has to have a hole in it somewhere.
Like a pretzel technically has a hole in it.
I would accept pretzels. Yeah.
All right. Got a hole.
All right, your question. Typo is short for what two-word term?
Ooh.
Typo.
Yeah.
Well, we all know it's a mistake. Typewriter?
Typographical error?
Correct.
Damn it.
I wasn't going graphical, but I was going to say type error, but... Typographical.
Our very own Miles Montgomery alerted me to this one, but I'm going to give you a multiple choice question here. Aardvark, armadillo, beaver, or sloth? Which is the only mammal that cannot fart?
Ooh.
Who would know the answer to that? Can you repeat the animals one more time? Yeah,
that is why I made it multiple choice. Aardvark, armadillo, beaver, or sloth?
I'm going to go with sloth.
You got it.
You nailed it, brother.
No kidding? Yeah. Sloths can't fart?
No.
No. I mean, their digestive system barely moves.
Right. So they don't fart. I definitely have experienced a beaver fart.
That's why they look so peaceful. Tiny bubbles.
Big Dummy! From your hunting days.
Yeah, huge. My hunting days, that is correct.
Huge.
I was surprised when it happened. Huh. Yeah, about that. Someone's asking me at my Whole Foods, will we have olives?
Well, depends.
Yeah, if there's no pimento in it, I would sell olives.
Black sliced?
Yeah.
Can I hold?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Joe, sober, not sober.
I'm sober on my way home from work today.
All right, Joe. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, one is named after you, Joe. Is it hemorrhoid cream, adult diaper, enema kit, or a lice comb?
I think adult diapers. You know, put on your Joes, you're ready for the day.
Okay, we're going to go with that then.
Oh, no.
All right. Multiple choice question for you. Oil, cars, electronics, or weapons? What is the U.S.'s biggest export?
Weapons.
Biggest export is oil.
Oil. That is correct.
Oh, God.
Wait, you can keep some of it and lower the gas price.
You would think so.
You'd hope.
Not yet.
All right, your question. How many sides does a rhombus have?
A what?
Rhombus.
Four.
There you go. Nice work. Going to do one more?
One more.
One more contestant on Big Day.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's familiar with my situation
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's
room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tommy, sober, not sober?
Definitely sober today.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thanks.
Tommy, what is named after you? Hemorrhoid cream, adult diaper, enema kit, or a lice comb?
Definitely a lice comb. I got long hair, so I got to stick with that.
All right.
All right. You ever had lice?
I have not, no.
Did you ever get crabs?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Sure. So yes, okay.
Oh boy.
All right. Here's your question. What company produced the Cabbage Patch Kids?
I'm gonna go with Hasbro.
All right, that was my guess as well.
Is it Mattel?
Play school.
No. No, none of those. Believe it or not, frickin' Coleco.
Coleco
was behind the Cabbage Patch Kids, yeah. All right, your question. What is the least used letter in the English language?
I am going to go with a Z.
Damn. Nice job.
Yeah, I guess.
I was thinking.
I was going to say Q.
Q. That's almost right there with you.
You're basically going which ones are worth 10 in Scrabble.
Yeah, that's where your mind goes.
Can't get enough of the men's room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Part of it made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. By the way, somebody checked in. Says, I'm in my 60s. Trix was always around when I was a kid, but I'm looking at the picture now, and it does bring back a few memories of it. So they had, like, banana shapes.
Was that the original?
I don't know, but I kind of
It was around in my childhood. That is literally the cereal that I do remember. Right.
Okay.
Not me. We had the rings.
Boy, that looks...
We just had rings, yeah.
Terrible for children. Yeah. I'm just looking at it like, oh, my God. All right, today we toast the San Luis Obispo PD of San Luis Obispo, California. Now, kind of a scary situation from earlier this month. They received a mysterious 911 call, but then the call went dead before they got any details. So a lot of times that obviously is a red flag. Well, after losing the connection, they investigated the source. They managed to track it down to a cell phone at the zoo there. But upon arrival, there were no obvious signs of an emergency, and none of the zookeepers owned up to being the caller. But eventually, what they figured out is that a child had stolen an employee's cell phone and made the call. So they found the kid, and the kid ended up avoiding getting into any legal trouble at all, only because the kid's a monkey.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they have a 10-month-old monkey. Apparently, it swiped one of the phones out of a golf cart or something.
That funky monkey.
Yeah. And like, I think if you rest on whatever button too long, it just automatically dials 911.
Sure.
Right? Then the phone goes dead. So, yeah, the cops are freaking out. They can't figure it out. Searching for it. And finally, they're like, oh, it's a monkey.
Yay.
We got to teach them to use phones better. So we pour this booze. Jesus. And we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told. With Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.